ึงจะไม่ได้แล้วพี่นะ
พี่สเตอร์วัน
活出永恒生命，参与神的无限游戏，是我最近讲一系列的四篇的信息。
Living the eternal life, playing God's infinite game. This is a series of four messages.
我们今天来进入到第三篇的信息是奔跑那永不止息的赛程。
And today we'll begin with the third message, running the race that never ends.
那在这个系列里呢，提醒我们，基督徒不是活在一个有限的生命里，而是活在神的永恒里。
This series reminds us that that Christians we do not live in a finite life, but in the eternal life of God.
那世界上呢，我们玩的是有限的游戏，就是很注重成绩啦，注重成功啦。注重看谁赚的钱多，我们攀比，我们看成就，我们看赢，希望看赢输。
In this world, people play a finite game where they focus on grades, success, making more money, comparing to others, achieving more, winning or losing.
但神呼召我们活在一个无限的生命里，注重我们与神与人的关系，注重爱。注重要做耶稣基督的门徒，注重那永恒的价值。
But God calls us to live in an infinite life, where the focus is in relationships between among us, relationship with God, love, discipleship, and eternal values.
那在这一讲里面呢，我们讲到永恒在我们的心里。
In our first message in the series, we talked about eternity in our hearts.
我们说神已经把永恒放在我们心里了。
We said that God already set eternity in our hearts.
那永生不是死后才开始的，是现在就在活在神的生命里了。
And eternal life does not begin after death, but begins now.
当我们接受主耶稣，我们认罪悔改。我们领受了新生命，那就是一个永恒的生命。
And when we believe in Jesus, when we repent, when we accepted a new life, that is the life of eternal life.
因此，我们应当思念上面的事，而不只是思念地下的事哈。
Therefore, we should set our minds on things above, not on earthly things.
所以在这一篇信息里面，我们要被提醒的是。你不是为短暂的这里而活的哈，你是为永恒而活的。
Therefore, that message reminds us that we do not live for transience, but for eternity.
那在第二篇信息里面呢，我们特别讲到那无限的爱。
And in the second message, we talked about infinite love.
在世界上，我们讲了有限的关系如同交易似的。
And we talked about the relationships in this world, especially the limited relationships. They look more like transactions.
而在永恒里面，我们应该是有那无限的关系，是照耶稣基督所教导我们的，是照着耶稣爱我们的方式去来爱人。
But the infinite relationships are Christ-like, as I have loved you. Jesus told us that we must love one another.
爱是永恒的。
Love never fails.
今天我们就要来到第三篇信息，是奔跑那永不止息的赛程。
Today we are on the third message, running the race that never ends.
我们今天就要来看这个永恒的生命是如何了塑造和改变呢？我们人的目的和呼召。
Today we will examine how.Eternal life shapes our purpose and calling.
世界的呼召是有限的。
The world's call is finite.
我们就是达到一个目标就结束了。
It ends when the goal is achieved.
完成一个任务就结束了。
It ends when the task is completed.
我们追求一些成功，但成功完了，好像又挺空虚的。
We pursue successes, but after that, there is emptiness.
但神呼召我们的是一个无限的。
But God's calling to us is infinite.
要我们来跟随基督。
He calls us to follow Christ.
做他的门徒。
To be his disciples.
不是只是自己做门徒，而是要去使别人也都来做耶稣的门徒。
And to make others disciples of the Lord.
这是一场永不止息的赛程。
This is a never-ending race.
所以我们今天就要一起来思想，如何在这场永恒的赛程中，我们要就是如何的在有限的世界里活出无限的呼召。
So today we should think about this. How do we live out an infinite calling within a finite world?
首先我们就来讲哈，基督徒的人生不是短跑，是长跑哈。
The first, we must understand, a Christian's life is not a sprint, but a marathon.
我不知道你跑不跑步哈，短跑你就喘就冲完就算了来。
When you run, if you run a sprint, then you just run for a few seconds and that's it.
但长跑你要调整你的 pace 哈。呼吸，你要速度，你要知道自己的身体，知道是一个长跑的一个要持久、耐持久的一个路程。
But for a long race, you must prepare yourself, including your pacing yourself, including adjust your breathing system, and you must know that it needs your perseverance to finish.
像我们刚刚读的圣经《希伯来书》的十二章的。第二节这边又说，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的前头的路程。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us."
请注意啊，圣经没有告诉我们要拼命冲刺啊。
So we must see, we must understand here that the Bible does not say sprint with all your might.
这里是告诉我们要怎么样存心忍耐。
But rather it says persevere with all your might.
所以我们知道啊，人生的道路，我们信主基督徒来讲，不是跑一百公尺啊，甚至五十公尺啊，我们是要跑一个很长的路程啊。我们教会有弟兄姐妹们跑马拉松的，知道哈。
So for our Christians, our life is not a 100-meter sprint, but a long race. Especially for those who are here with us.They run marathon. They know better.
世界常常注重的是速度，立刻成功，马上看到成果哈。
The world values speed, immediate successes and quick results.
但神注重的是我们有没有忠心，我们能不能持续忍耐，真实的生命的成长。
But God values faithfulness, perseverance, patience.And the growth of a true life.
说实在，神常常不是要看你跑得多快，而是看你愿不愿意不放弃的。
So God doesn't care how fast you can run, but whether or not you're willing to persevere.
今天很多人做事啊，这有感觉了就去做哈。
Many people today they do things based on only when I feel it.
有热情的就去做。
Only when I have interest.
看到有果效就做。
Only when I can see the results.
但一个成熟的基督徒哈，他知道即使没有立刻看到成效哈，他仍然愿意继续的忠心。
But for a mature Christian, he knows that even without seeing the immediate results, he is still willing to remain faithful.
圣经上有好几个例子的哈，都是要漫长的阶段哈，神塑造，然后经过一些事情，然后才看到成果哈。
In the Bible, we can see quite a few examples, showing that it took a long time for people to see the actual results.
你看摩西。 在旷野就等了四十年，在先等了四十年，然后又再带着这个以色列民四十年啊。
So for example, Moses, he waited for God's calling for 40 years, and then he led the Israelites in the wilderness for another 40 years.
大卫很年轻就被高了，然后被扫罗嘛追杀了好多年啊。
And David, he was anointed as king at a very young age, but he was pursued by Saul for many, many years after that.
那约瑟呢？十几岁就被卖到埃及做奴隶了。
Joseph was sold into slavery when he was a teenager.
他做奴隶，还甚至被害到监狱里面去，等了十多年啊。
And then he was put into prison for more than 10 years.
经过许多坎坷、伤心、难过的日子。
He suffered many days of troubles and sadness.
听到这里不要害怕，神在你身上可能没有这样子的旨意哈，我们可能也不配有这样子的训练。
But let's not worry about that because it may not be God's plan for you to endure all these.
但往往神塑造你我，不是短时间的哈。
But God's shaping of a man is rarely completed in a short period of time.
你我今天忠心工作。
Today we work hard.
我们诚实的做人。
We are true to ourselves and to others.
我们爱我们的家人。
We love our families.
我们固定的来参加聚会。
We come to worship regularly.
我们固定的参与一些服事。
We serve consistently.
我们学习来奉献。
We learn to give.
我们更不断的学习来爱人。
And we continue to learn to love others.
这些都不是小事哦。
These are not trivial matters.
这些都是永恒，这个永恒赛跑里面的一部分的。
These are all part of the eternal race.
那第二，我要讲成一个属灵成熟是不断的成长的。
The second is that spiritual maturity never stops growing.
当我们读的腓立比书第三章里面，保罗别的书说，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求啊。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, Paul told us, not that I have already obtained all this, I press on.
你听这话，如果你认识保罗的话，应该很讶异的哈。
If you know about Paul, you might be surprised by what he's saying here.
因为他在讲这些话的时候，你知道吗？他已经传福音好多年了。
Because when he wrote all these words, he was already spreading the gospel for many, many years at this point.
他也建立了好多教会了。
And he built quite a few churches.
他也经历了迫害，也经历了许许多多的神迹。
He endured persecution. He experienced the miracles.
他已经写了不少我们现在圣经上圣灵感动他写下来的书卷。
And he had written quite a few books that are now included in the Bible.
但他还是说，我还在跑，我还在追，我还在成长啊。
But he still said, I'm still running, I'm still pressing on, I'm still growing.
所以真正成熟的人不是觉得自己已经够好了。
So a truly mature person doesn't think that they're good enough.
而是越认识神，越知道自己需要继续成长。
The more they know God, the more they realize they need to continue to grow.
但这里我希望弟兄姊妹要知道的，保罗是个非常喜乐的人的。
But I want to remind you one thing here, that Paul is a very joyful person.
而且他常常鼓励弟兄姐妹要靠主喜乐。
And he often encouraged the brothers and sisters to rejoice in the Lord.
所以保罗的追求不是压力哦，是喜乐。
Therefore, Paul's pursuit was not motivated by pressure, but by joy.
耶稣说，我的喜乐存在你们心里，使你们的喜乐可以满足。
Jesus told us that I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
也就是说，成长不是个痛苦的要求哦。
Therefore, growth is not a painful requirement.
成圣不是沉重的责任。
And sanctification is not a heavy duty.
跟随主不是压力，而是喜乐。
And following the Lord is not pressure, but joy.
越像耶稣不是个负担，而是个祝福的。
Being more like Jesus is not a burden, it is a blessing.
当我们越靠近耶稣，我们越容易饶恕人。
The closer we are to Jesus, the easier it is for us to forgive.
我们越靠近耶稣，我们越容易有平安。
The easier it is for us to find peace.
我们越靠近耶稣，我们就更容易喜乐。
The easier it is for us to find joy.
我们会更容易爱人。
The easier it is to love others.
我们更是天天都会数算丰的感恩的心来过日子。
The easier it is to be grateful every day.
所以成长不是苦行啊，而是甘甜。
So.Growth is not a hardship, but a sweet experience.
成圣不是个重担，而是个恩典。
Sanctification is not a burden, but a grace.
那神为什么要我们不断的成长呢？
So why does God want us to keep growing?
当然，成长就更是活出我们的灿烂美好的生命了。
Yes, growing will help us to live out the brilliant life in us.
另外还有一个原因。
But there is another reason.
因为神呼召我们，从来不是为了，只是为了自己活。
God's calling for us is never just for us to live for ourselves.
我一直有强调的，神的心意是要祝福你与我。
We emphasize that God's plan is to bless you and me.
但神的旨意从来就没有停止在你我的身上而已。
But it doesn't just stop on you and me.
你记得神召亚伯拉罕第一次来到这世上召亚伯拉罕的时候说，你是看的神要大大的祝福他，对不对？
Remember that when God first called upon Abraham, the first thing that God told him was that I was going to bless you immensely.
神告诉他。万民万族都要因你蒙福的。
But God also told him that all nations will be blessed through you.
这就是神起初最初要拯救人、要祝福人的心意。
This is God's plan for blessing every one of us.
神来召了你、祝福你、给你永恒的生命。
God calls on you, He blesses you, and He gives you an eternal life.
享受他赐的平安喜乐。
So that you can enjoy the peace and joy from Him.
拥有这个永恒的生命。
So that you can have this eternal life.
一个爱的生命。
A life of love.
一个能领受神的爱，而且能够付出爱的生命。
It's a life that you can receive God's love.It's also a life that you can give it to others.
这些种种的祝福都不是停留在你我的身上而已。
And all these blessings are not meant to stop on us.
我们不只是为自己活的。
We don't live just for ourselves.
我们是为神而活，而且是为了神摆在我们前面、我们周遭的人而活。
We live for God, and we also live for those people who are placed around us by God.
所以神给你我，所有神的儿女都有一个永恒的呼召。
Therefore, God has an eternal calling for all His children.
在马太福音二十八章里边告诉我们，他要我们都什么去，使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, it tells us we should go and make disciples of all nations.
在这里我们要知道，这个呼召不是只是一项专案的。
So here we must understand that this calling is not a project.
也不是一个活动。
It is not an activity.
不是一个任务。
Not a task.
也不是教会某一个部门宣道部门的一个事工。
It is not the responsibility of any particular department of the church.
它是对每一位基督徒的永恒呼召。
It is an eternal calling, a calling to every Christian.
有时候有些人会认为啊，只有牧师啦，或者是传道人才服侍哈，或者是教会的执事啊，但不是的。
Many people would think that only pastors or preachers or the deacons of the church would serve the Lord.
当在教会这些服侍，当然是服侍。
And that's not entirely the case. Yes, serving the Lord in the church, they are indeed the true servants.
但其实你在公司里面，你活出诚实。
But when you live out faithfulness at work in your company,
你在家庭里面活出爱。
When you live out love at home,
你在学校里活出你的信仰。
When you live out faith at school,
当你关心朋友。
When you care for your friends,
当你邀请人来到教会，
when you invite people to church,
当然，当你服侍，当你奉献，这些一切的事情都是愿意坐在神的身上，也坐在人的身上，这些都是参与神的国度的事。
When you are willing to serve in the church, or when you are willing to offerall these are ways of participating in God's kingdom.
那这些种种，你看来好像没有直接关系的事，都与你永恒的呼召有关。如果你忠心，你知道你在做什么。
If you look at these things, they seem to be irrelevant to the eternal life, but they're in every bit connected to the eternal life. As long as you know that you're doing this, in faith.
我一直挺关爱年轻人。
I've always have a concern for the young people.
虽然我的孩子都已经不是年轻人了。
Even though my children are all grown up.
但在过去这几十年，有时候我知道，尤其在大学的时候，很多基督徒的年轻人，他们很单纯，他们也很追求。
I know that a lot of college kids, they were very innocent, and they were pursuing God.
他们对赚钱有点不起，觉得那个太铜臭气，觉得太世俗化。
At some point, they felt shameful to make money because it was not something spiritual.
但赚钱不是问题啊。
But making money isn't an issue.
问题是你赚钱了为什么？
The issue is, why are you trying to make money?
如果赚钱就是为了自己的享乐和自己的ego 和种种，那我们就在这个世界上玩这个有限的游戏了。
If making money is just for yourself, for your enjoyment or for your own ego, then it is a finite game that we're playing here.
但如果我们工作赚钱是怎么样？负责尽本分。
But if it is for us to show faithfulness in our work,
甚至我们是来荣耀神。
To glorify God in our work,
我们祝福人。
For us, if making money is to bless others,
我们支持教会。
If it's to support the church,
我们。帮助福音工作。
And if it's to help the spreading of the gospel,
那你赚钱的工作就是在永恒里面有永恒的价值的。
Then your work, where you're making money, has eternal value.
我们这教堂已经盖好好多年了哈。
This church has been established for quite a few years.
那时候我们虽然面临财政上蛮大的挑战
，It was a pretty big financial challenge for us.
但我们心里是极其欢喜快乐的。
But our spirit was joyful.
因为我们有机会参与这，很明显是在永恒里面有价值的事情。
Because we had the opportunity to participate in this building, and it was obviously a project of eternal value.
这教会坐落在这佳美之地。
It is in such a wonderful location.
不管我们在这多久，神的祝福下，一直会有人来到这里敬拜主，在这里成长，在这里信主。
No matter how long we will be in this church, how long we live here, there will always be people coming to this church to be blessed by God and to grow here.
我们在生活上有没有想到，我们的现今世界一切的努力，其实可以直接与我们永恒的生命、永恒的赛程直接有关系呢
？Have we ever thought about all these things that we're doing today has a connection to our eternal value?
耶稣最在乎，神最在乎的是生命啊。
Jesus cared the most about life.
因为生命在信神的生命是一个永恒的生命。
Because the lives of believers are eternal.
所以你每一次你关心人，你每一次你陪伴人，你每次祷告，你教导帮助人，都可能改变一个人的永恒的。
So every act of care, companionship, prayer, and teaching can potentially change a person's eternity.
所以大使命，我们不要把它看成一个特别的一个是它是一个特别的一个呼召，不要把它认为只是哎呀赶紧去带人信主。你所有的服事，所有在爱心中、在信心中所做，都在帮助人，都在这个大使命里面的呼召里面都有参与。
The Great Commission is a unique calling. It is not just for you to go help people to believe in God. It includes everything that you do when you do out of faith.
我们知道有些人种树哈。
There are some tree planters.
他知道自己未必能坐在树荫下，因为有些树长得很慢哈，他也可能就搬家了。
When they plant the trees, they know that they may not be able to sit in the shades because when they move, the tree may still be still growing.
但他愿意继续去种啊。
But they still are willing to plant them.
他因为知道后来会有人得到祝福的。
Because they know that those behind them will receive the blessing.
帮助人来信主做耶稣基督的门徒也是这样的。
Helping others to and make disciples is similar to this.
我们所做的不一定立刻看到果效哈。
What we do now may not show immediate results.
但我告诉你，在对永恒来讲，你对它一定有所影响。
But your action can help someone, can change someone's eternity.
所以有时候我希望我们都问问自己。神在托付我去影响谁啊
？So sometimes we should think about this. Whom is God entrusting me to influence?
我正在陪伴谁来让他更认识耶稣呢
？Who am I helping to know Jesus better?
我的生命，这永恒的生命，是否正在带人更靠近了耶稣
？Is my life bringing people closer to Christ?
但是我们知道我们有限嘛，我们学习爱，我们去帮助，我们会累，对不对
？But if we keep doing this, if we keep giving, aren't we going to get tired?
所以我们如果真的一直靠自己，我们一定会累的哈。
The answer is, if you rely on yourself, yes, we will be exhausted.
所以我们下面这一点就很重要了。真正力量来自于基督的年轻。
Therefore, the fourth point is very important. The strength comes from abiding in Christ.
耶稣说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子啊。
Jesus told us that I am the vine and you are the branches.
枝子不需要拼命结果子，它只需要连于葡萄树的。
The branches, they don't need to strive to bear fruit. They only need to be connected to the vine.
所以真正属灵的生命不是我们硬挤出来很属灵啊。
And similarly, a true spiritual life is not something that can be forced.
而是与基督连结，让这个好的生命自然流露出来的。
Rather, it flows from one's connection with Christ.
很多基督徒其实不是不爱神、不爱人啊，他就是累了。
Many Christians, they don't like love for God or for people. They're just too exhausted.
太忙了。
Because they're too busy.
太焦虑了。
Too anxious.
其实是太靠自己了
，too reliant on themselves，
结果就枯干了。
And therefore, and their inner selves slowly wither away。
所以我们的神不是神，不是要我们拼命努力啊。
Therefore, our God, our loving God, doesn't expect you to work yourself to the bone。
但我们很尊重，也很敬佩那些天天。跟自己说，哎，我要更有耐心，我要更像主，我要更努力。这些人至少他有那个心智啊。
We respect those who always remind themselves that I need to be more patient, I need to be more like Jesus, I need to love others more. Yes, they have these good intentions.
但是结果会怎么样呢
？But what are the results?
他越努力，他就越累啊。
The harder you try, the more tired you become.
他就觉得里面都枯干。
And they feel empty inside. They feel lack of strength inside.
然后，事实上我们还在想尽力好好做的时候，还碰到挫折。
And sometimes we were even frustrated when we were doing good things.
不但没被人称赞，还被人批评。
And not only that, we weren't praised by others, but misunderstood by others, or even criticized by others.
不但没有得到人家的感谢，还听到人家的埋怨。
And not only that, we don't hear a thank you from them, but sometimes we hear complaints.
所以有时候一些基督徒他根本就没有心要追求，但有些基督徒他有心要追求，他也好累。
So it makes the Christians who are pursuing God's plan, it makes them feel tired or exhausted.
我这个 picture 里面不但画了这个葡萄园，还放了一个手机哈。
In this picture, you can see the vineyard. You can also see a phone.
这手机在干嘛
？What is the phone doing there?
再好的手机不充电了、啊，就都没用了。
Even the best cell phone will eventually run out of power if it's not charged.
所以有些很可爱的基督徒，很认真的基督徒，你不来与主连结啊，你再好的人，你再有个心美好的心智，就没用了，累坏了。
Even the nicest Christian, the loveliest Christian, if you don't draw near to God, you will have your strength depleted.
记得牧师常常提的是什么吗？神在耶稣基督里对你我的旨意是什么
？Remember what we always say, God's plan in Christ Jesus for us.
才两个礼拜没说就忘了，常常喜乐，对不对
？Rejoice always.
神爱你爱我，就是希望我们常常喜乐。他怎么会希望我们努力而不在喜乐中努力呢
？God loves us enough to to hope that we work hard, but work hard with joy.
所以神要我们天天对自己说什么
？Therefore, God wants us to say to us every day.
神先爱了我。
These things, I am loved by God first.
我在基督里得享了平安喜乐。
I find rest in Christ.
我从神那里支取力量。
I receive strength. From God.
我越靠近主，越像耶稣基督，我那美好的生命就自然的会流露。
I'm becoming more and more like Jesus, and my beautiful life flows out like a natural.
我们其实前天的查经啊，我们就提到在喜乐的追求哈。
In the Bible study that happened a couple of days ago, we talked about pursuing in joy.
我们特别讲到说，有时候我们其实是累，心里有焦虑，所以我们很容易发脾气，我们没有耐心，我们对人，即使我们爱的人，我们也很容易就是失去了控制，讲一些不好听的话，甚至烦躁的话。
We talked about that sometimes we get short in temper because we're too tired. Even to the person that we love the most, sometimes we could lose control and say something really nasty.
所以我说，不要天天在责怪自己的修身，在自己的个性不好。解答是哈 ，solution 是来与主连结。
Therefore, I want you to know that don't blame yourself that you sometimes lose control or civilization. The answer is to connect to God.
我告诉你，我们每个人都有些软弱。
Each one of us has his own weaknesses.
哦，那个脾气发出来的人，大家都看见，但有些人还就苦毒在里面，他没有发出来，你也不是好的。
Some people may vent out and then other people could see it. It doesn't look good. But for those who doesn't vent out, they harbor bitterness inside, and that's not good either.
但我们的软弱不只是在这个脾气控制的或者是心态控制上而已，我们人生各方面的各种的层面，不同的人有不同的软弱。
And we have weaknesses all over the places, not just in temper control.
不是我们的软弱，我们下点心智，我们要改好，哎，很快就改好，我们也很得意哈。
Sometimes we are determined to change our weaknesses. Sometimes we are successful.
但那些不是你真正的软弱。
But remind you that those are not your real weaknesses.
有时候我们真正的软弱不是靠我们努力就能做到的。
Our real weaknesses.Cannot be removed just by us alone.
我昨天很高兴，有一个人text message 给我哈，就打了这个信息给我说，查经真的对我很有帮助。我本来一直怪自己这种容易发脾气，对那个坏个性，我一直，但是我你帮助我知道我是要来亲近神才能得到真正的帮助。
Yesterday, I received a text that made me really happy. This person told me that the Bible study has helped them a great deal because they used to think that it is them who are having issues with temper control. But now they know that the solution is to get closer to God.
事实上，就是生活压力太大，事实上就是太忙太累。
The fact is that we are all under great pressure, and we're all too busy, too tired.
但我们来亲近神嘛。
So we must come close to God.
努力是压力，连结是喜乐的。
Working hard is pressure. Connecting to Jesus is joy.
努力是靠自己，连结就靠主了嘛。
Working hard relies on yourself. Connecting to Jesus relies on the Lord.
我再次讲，神不是要我们更努力，而是邀请我们重新的来与他连接。
God is not telling us to work harder. He is telling us to be connected to Him.
来亲近他。
To get closer to Him.
读圣经，来听他讲话。
To read the Bible, to listen to His word.
来向他祷告。
To pray to Him.
在他面前安静下来。
And to be quiet in front of Him.
用心灵来敬拜他。
And to worship him with spirit.
因为能力不是从努力来的，能力是从与主连接来的。
For power comes not from effort, but from abiding in Jesus.
在希伯来书十二章二节这边提到，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it tells us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
仰望的意思是把我们的眼光从我们自己身上，从环境，从世界转向来看耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus means that we turn from the world to Him.
当我们定睛的在耶稣基督的身上，我们就能重新的得到力量，看清方向。
When we fix our eyes on Him, when we connect with Him, then we can receive, we can be renewed, and we can be clear about our directions.
主耶稣呼召我们。
Jesus calls us.
他不但呼召，他陪伴我们。
Not only so, He accompanies us.
他加添你我的力量。
He strengthens us.
他带领我们走完前面的路。
He leads us, and finish the race.
他知道我们会疲倦啊。
He knows, we will be weary.
他也知道你在很多时候在生活里在挣扎。
He knows we are struggling.
他知道我们有时候害怕，我们有我们的软弱。
He knows about our fears and our weaknesses.
他知道你在家里面的压力。
He knows the pressure you have at home.
他知道你在公司里面的挑战。
He knows the challenge you encountered at work.
他也知道你的信心有时候疑惑，他也知道你的成长。
He knows the struggles or doubts that you have. He also knows that you're growing.
也许有些人我们觉得自己不够成熟，不够爱主，不够有力量去服侍哈。
Sometimes you may think that you are not mature enough or good enough to serve.
但是神主并不是等待一个完美的你哦。
But God is not waiting for a perfect you.
他是要一颗愿意的心，一个愿意继续跟随他的心。
He wants us to have a heart that is willing to follow him, to continue to follow him.
当你一次一次的转向他，你仰望他，你与他连接，他必赐给你力量。
When you fix your eyes upon him, when you connect to him, he will definitely renew you and add strength to you.
他会继续陪伴你来奔跑这永恒的道路。
And he will continue to be with you for this long race.
奔跑，这个跑是一个永不止息的赛程哈，但是是越跑越自由，越跑越喜乐的。
This is a long race. It never ends. But the more we run, the freer and more joyful we become.
世界一直是告诉我们你要成功啦，要比人家更好，要比较，要赢啊，要证明自己。
The world keeps telling us to succeed, to compare, to win, to prove ourselves.
要我们追求那短暂的成就。
It asks us to pursue fleeting achievements.
但耶稣说，来跟随我。
But Jesus said, come, follow me.
跟随主不是苦行，是喜乐的旅程。
Following the Lord is not hardship, it is a joyful journey.
成长不是压力，是恩典的流动。
And growth is not pressure, it is a flow of grace.
成圣不是痛苦，是生命变美的过程。
Sanctification is not pain, but a process of life becoming more beautiful.
我们来到教会，我们信主。
We come to the church, we become believers.
不是在这个宗教的条款下，神要把我们的喜乐给夺去。
God is not trying to take away our joy with religious rules.
不是一直要求你要努力努力努力的做这个做那个。
And he is not requiring us to work harder and harder to do this and do that.
神是要真正把喜乐放在你我的心里。
He wants to put the true joy in our hearts.
他没有追求你要赶紧跑跑快，他是陪你跑。
He doesn't urge you to run and to run faster and faster. He runs with you.
神要我们在他所为我们的安排的前面的道路上，我们怎么样？我们越跑越自由，我们越跑越喜乐。
God wants us to be on the path that He had marked out for us, and He wants us to run with increasing freedom, with increasing joy.
当你跟随主耶稣，你发现你的爱人的心增加，你发现你每天更喜乐的时候，你就知道你越来越更像耶稣了。
When you follow Jesus, and when you feel that you have more love for people, that you have more joy in yourself, then you will know that you are more like Jesus.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你呼召我们，不是活在短暂里，而是活在永恒里。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us not to live in transience, but in eternity.
感谢你让我们知道。因为有永生，我们在今生的努力不再是徒然。
Thank you for letting us know, because we have the eternal life, that our work in this world is not in vain.
我们在这有限的世界里所做的一切，都能因着你而拥有永恒的价值。
Whatever that we do in this finite world will have eternal value because you are in us.
当我们疲倦时，求你重新加力量给我们。
When we are weary, may you renew us.
当我们灰心时，求你重新坚固我们。
When we are discouraged, may you strengthen us.
当我们软弱时，求你提醒我们，你仍然与我们同在，与我们同跑。
When we are weak, may you remind us that you're still with us, that you're running with us.
主啊，帮助我们不再专注追求世人眼中的成功，却能在世界里我们有忠心、有智慧、有喜乐地活出你的呼召。
Lord, help us not focus on the pursuit of the worldly success, but that we can live out, but we can faithfully follow you and live out the beauty in our lives.
让我们不被有限的游戏夺走了人生的目的，反而因为永恒的盼望，更加专心地为你而活。
May we not only live in this world and play the finite game, but that we can have our eternal hope because we have this infinite life in you.
主耶稣，让我们定睛在你的身上。
May we fix our eyes on Jesus.
在你的爱里得力。
And may we receive strength from your love.
在你的恩典中成长。
May we grow in your grace.
在你喜乐里，我们奔跑你所摆在我们前面的道路。
And may we run the race you have marked for us in the joy, in your joy.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to die.
gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. 基督在手